Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Make nursery rhymes gender neutral. Nursery school teachers are being urged to make children's rhymes and songs gender neutral in a bid to prevent discrimination against transgender pupils. Trans and non-binary children may not feel comfortable using sex-segregated facilities due to other reactions and because these facilities may not meet their needs. That is according to a document. We wanted to understand this a little bit more. Chris McLachlan, is a clinical psychologist. Good morning. Thanks for joining us. How are you?
Good morning, and thanks for the invite, and morning to your listeners.
All right. So now, it's very difficult for me not to roll my eyes, and I'm trying. I'm trying to be very, very mature about this, because obviously there are areas where we need to be sensitive to this type of thing, but at the same time, there's this concern that we are maybe going a little bit too far and becoming just a little bit silly about the whole thing. Can you give us your perspective, please?
Well, I think one needs in the end a much more balanced perspective of this, and that it is not in the end again a binary of either or. Only you do this or only do that. Mm-hmm. It's much more this kind of sensitivity that people are diverse, families are diverse. So the moment we start also adding gender-neutral language to our curriculum, we then start including so many other people. And not only our trans and gender diverse and non-binary people, but we're also including families that's diverse. We're including Gorgos that might be the parent. So it's the most of the idea is that we must get to a point where we are much more inclusive and affirming everybody.
So what does that mean, though?
Well, what it means is that we need to add and be more sensitive to what we're saying and what we're educating. So as a teacher, we quite often use the idea of, oh, the boys are this side, the girls are those side. But there are also kids that don't identify as either boys or girls. We know these trans kids that do identify as a boy, although they might be assigned female at birth. But there are people that's non-binary or not happy with either.
So
if we can say, all the children come and join.
I see.
Or we can have a gender-neutral bathroom with the girls and with the boys' toilet spaces. Why not?
Right. I guess the question is this. Do we have a sense of how large or small this number is? And the reason that I ask that question is, if it's a small number, then obviously we still need to be, it doesn't mean we shouldn't be sensitive to it, but aren't we risking making this the focus of, let's say it's 5%, aren't we risking over-focusing for 95% of kids just for the 5% or the 2% or whatever?
It's about making people aware of that we are diverse and celebrating diversity. So, I mean, it's the same with race. We're not going to take one race that's maybe just 1% or 6% in our country and say, oh, you're not important. It is important that everybody is part of this. And again, like I said, it's not about excluding them, the female and male ideas, but it's including more diversity.
Right. So how do we do that?
Well, for example, just to add, for example, a third bathroom space at the toilets at the school by also adding stories of, let's say, same-sex parents or a single parent having a child and there's not a father or mother or adoptive kids. It is, in the end, adding all of these options into the curriculum and opening it up that everybody feels safe. And know there's a space and a place for them at school.
Right. And how do we go about doing that? How do we go about educating schools to this?
Sure. I think that is why it's so absolutely fantastic that there's a new curriculum coming out that is provided by the Department of Education and that it is going to be trained to our educators. And that they can then bring it in, because in the end, it's about awareness and sensitivity. It's not about now you change all your ideas and you start doing something else. It's about just adding to our ideas and becoming more inclusive.
Mm. What's been the reaction to this?
Well, we have had amazing positive reaction, and not only from the transgender world, but also from other parents that says, wow, we're going to have a space that is inclusive and safe for our children. And then obviously we do have pushback from certain people saying that we prefer that we only work with the dominant society,
right,
and we're only going to have space for them.
Right.
And that is quite sad. And I think that is why we need to get past this point of we're not throwing things out. We are adding things.
Right. I'd love your thoughts on that, Chris McLachlan, who is a clinical psychologist, talking to us about the reports that nursery school teachers are being urged to make children's rhymes and songs more gender neutral and to be aware of this.